All right. Our next item, 1182, please, Carla.
Proclaim November 16th to be hashtag Rock Your Mox Day.
Colleagues, we have a very, I think, important, and I'm even going to go and be so bold as to say fun and innovative way to end our long day of council today. And I'm going to kick this over to Laura John, and she will tell me when to read the proclamation.
Absolutely.
Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler. Commissioners, for the record, my name is Laura John, and I'm the Tribal Relations Director in the Office of Government Relations here at the city. Thank you for this opportunity to bring guests from the Native American community here in Portland to speak in support of this proclamation. I was here just recently for Native American Heritage Month proclamation, which is really seen as a way to educate non-Natives about our culture and our heritage and our history. Today's proclamation is really a proclamation for the Native community here in the city. Rock Your Mox was started in 2011 by Jessica Jalen Atzia of the Laguna Pueblo in New Mexico. Jalen was inspired to set aside a day for Native solidarity when she looked at her own feet and realized that her footwear connected her to countless Native and Indigenous people. She thought how powerful it would be to know that people all over the world were all making the same small statement about their identity by wearing moccasins on the same day. People from many different tribal backgrounds and cultures who all shared pride in their Native heritage. Rock Your Mox, once it was started, saw rapid awareness and participation as key national groups began promoting. These groups included powwows.com, National Indian Gaming Association, and the National Congress of American Indians. In addition, this day has been observed by countless K-12 schools, colleges, and universities around the country. I am especially proud to share today that the Rock Your Mox team in New Mexico reported to me that the city of Portland is the first city outside of New Mexico to follow in the steps of the city of Santa Fe, as well as the state of New Mexico, to designate a formal Rock Your Mox Day.
Excellent.
I have a statement from the founder, Jalen Atzi, to the Portland City Council that I'll now read. Thank you, Mayor Ted Wheeler and City Commissioners, Laura John, Melissa Sanchez, who is our Rock Your Mox event producer, and all those in the Portland Native community that made this proclamation happen. I feel extremely honored and ecstatic that Portland supports Rock Your Mox. I'm also very happy knowledge is being shared about Native American heritage. Unity is power. Thank you, City of Portland. I'd like to next introduce our speakers. I have Isha Pirtle Wright, who is here to speak on behalf of the Youth Voice.
Excellent. Thank you.
Shudaginia and Da'e, Dala Acha Wa Amnashi, Isha Shashani Pirtle Wright, Sinda Portland, Sinda Slache Deni, Tututni Dali, Tututni, Tututni Dali, Chekto, Tututni Dali, Warm Springs, Tututni Dali, Klamath. Hello, my friends and my beautiful relatives in the back. My name is Isha Shoshani Pearl Wright, and I'm an enrolled member of the Confederate Tribes of Warm Springs here in Oregon, a descendant of the Tsleil-Waututh tribes and an adopted member of the Klamath and Modoc and Yahooskan people. I can't explain how honored I am to come speak for you all as and National Rocky Mox Day. I'm very thankful for Jillian Joseph and the City of Portland to come welcome me here to come speak for my culture and myself. The entire month of November is National Native American Heritage Month, the whole month that represents the 100,000 Native people who died defending our lands since 1492. Sorry, long day at school. Thousands of children and teens who died in the Christian boarding schools where they tried to kill the savage Indians and make us civil. It represents the 302 women, men, and children who died after dancing in the ghost dance, praying for our land back. It represents the 50 Modoc warriors led by Captain Jack, or Kentapush of the Modoc tribes, to fight back for our lands over in southern Oregon and northern California. It also represents the 5,712 indigenous women who are missing and who have been found murdered in the United States and both in Canada. It represents the generational trauma that as we as Native people have suffered from. I was prepared to speak out for the people who have been silenced and for the people who are scared to speak out. The people who have been raised to stay quiet and not to speak up. The people who have been pushed down and treated terribly by the government while I sit there and allow white people to put lies in history books and in cartoons. My culture is not a costume. My ancestors and my family are not extinct. We are here and we are strong. I made a promise to an elder as a Native youth of this generation to speak out so that next generations can learn and so that we can teach their children. And that our ancestors will sit here and watch us make a difference in this world and this country. I'll speak out until I join my ancestors and my beautiful moccasins and I join them in dance in the sky. But until then, my voice will be heard by everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Hello, good evening. My name is Shailene Neltona Joseph, and I am a descendant and member of the Aani people in Fort Belknap, Montana, and as well as the Kwaigan Athabaskan in Tanana, Alaska. I'm also a very recent graduate of the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, with my master's in American Indian Studies. And I also work for a nonprofit here in Oregon, the Native Wellness Institute. And underneath that, we've started a project, the Indigenous 20-somethings Project. And a lot of it is about healing a generation and changing the narrative. So I'll read what I wrote today. I've been very fortunate to grow up in a family that has always taught me to value where I come from, the people, the land, and the teachings that have been passed down from generation to generation. They have shown me these teachings to myself and my siblings through action. In front of me, right here, are accumulated years of work and love that have been put into each one of these moccasins, from family members gifted to a child, myself, as they come into this world. I've been rocking my mock since I was a baby and ever since before I could walk. My family is an example of decolonizing and indigenizing our worldview, being raised with tribal values that help guide me through my life's journey. The land is where we come from. We've been connected to these lands through generations of stories and intergenerational responsibilities. The land sustains us, and some believe that our moccasins keep us grounded and connected to these lands. The Rock Your Mocks, Native American Heritage Month, and Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls proclamations are also important because it shows our support and your support and understanding. And more importantly, it allows our community to come together and show our pride, to become visible in a city where we often feel invisible and collectively heal from the devastating impacts of settler colonialism. Rock Your Mocks is a movement. There is a time in our very recent history where it would have been illegal for us to publicly wear our moccasins or any other traditional regalia. There was a federal policy that outlawed our people from being the kind human beings we were born to be. We could not speak our tribal languages, participate in tribal celebrations or ceremonies. We could not live the way our ancestors had lived. Those policies have since left a lasting impact on our people today and account for many of the challenges in our communities. There are community members who are not here today because they have no mocks to rock, or they carry the shame embedded deep in their bodies for being Native and having cultural confusion of where they belong or fit in. And within that, we battle against erasure, cultural appropriation, and rewriting our own history based on facts. We are taught when we wear our moccasins, we are connected to the land and we walk softly. When we wear our moccasins, we are taught to hold our heads high with dignity and respect. When we wear our moccasins, we are bringing forth the teaching of our ancestors and patting down a path for those to follow. As a young Native woman in the community, I will continue to rock my mocks, and I will continue to uphold my traditions and value systems. And even if I'm wearing my Nike N7s or my boots, in my mind, I'll always wear my mocks, and they'll guide me in every step. We are being seen in these spaces, here in City Hall, in universities, and now in even in Congress. Times are continuing to change for the better. So thank you, Mayor and the City Councilors, for agreeing to this proclamation and for being supportive of committing acts of decolonization and allowing the original peoples of this lands to have few more moments to publicly celebrate our culture. And lastly, thank you to Laura John for allowing me to speak and for allowing me to be here and participating in writing a new history ahead.
Thank you.
Tots may we, good afternoon. I'm Judy Blue Horse Skelton, Nez Perce, Cherokee, and
I think these young women have said it all today. Their families have done an incredible gift to all of us in bringing that next generation right into the halls of City Hall and the Congress. I'm humbled to be sitting amongst them at Portland State University, Rock Your Mocks. The students have hosted that last year as part of our Native Wellness Week, making that connection to decolonization, Native youth suicide prevention, healthy lifestyles, empowering the community and themselves, overcoming historical trauma, recognizing that part of our identity is forever linked to our ancestors and into the 21st century and beyond in how we present, how we carry ourselves and bring these things forward. I, too, am grateful to Laura for your work bringing us together and for the two young women here who speak and all of those, as Shailene said, who cannot be here today for different reasons but are here in spirit. A reminder how important, on so many levels, the moccasin is for us. I was just out at Cully Park today. We're trying to figure out how to get that dance and gathering area smooth so we can have our moccasins out on the land again without shredding them on the sharp gravel, just a little piece of. And so, again, how important that is. To be able to be in the city, to be in the communities, to be in the land, and connection to identity and future generations. Thank you for your consideration and all the work you're doing, missing and murdered women. Just tonight, we're going to be having an Indigenous Women's Leadership Panel at PSU, and I'm happy to say Shailene will be joining us tonight to share more of this as well as others. So thank you for your work on this. Katsiyaya.
Thank you.
Last, I wanted to bring in a song. As Native people, we bring in song for everything that we do. This isn't a prayer song. It's a social song, so we don't need to stand. But I felt that it was appropriate to bring in song, as oftentimes as Native people, when we do have our mocks on, it's when we're dancing. And so I would like to introduce Carlos McNair, who is a fairly new employee in Portland Parks and Recreation.
All right. Thanks, Carlos. Thank you. It's now my honor to read the proclamation. Carlos, I hope you saw the young Timbers fan behind you there. He was very much enjoying your performance. So thank you very much. I think that was probably the best television we've had in this chamber in a long time. It was really a beautiful shot, and I hope you'll go back and watch that on cable television. And thank you all for sharing your testimony. Again, thank you. I know you put a lot of heart and soul into your testimony. You put a lot of hard work into it. And somebody said something in the chamber in a different context a week or two ago, which came to mind. They said, we shouldn't have to constantly explain ourselves. And as I was thinking about really the effort that you were making to be here, in a manner of speaking, you are explaining yourselves. And I want to acknowledge the work and the effort and even the sacrifice, the personal sacrifice that goes into it. I think it's been very valuable. and the proclamations that we've had here in our chamber since Laura got here have been very meaningful for the community. And I hope you feel that same sense of purpose and accomplishment that I feel as we read this proclamation. I feel like every time we do this, every time we do an event together, every time we share a new idea, we share more of the stories, more of the history, I feel like as a community we're actually coming closer together. So I just want to acknowledge the sacrifice and thank you for it. Whereas hashtag RockYourMox is a worldwide Native American and Indigenous peoples movement and is a day held annually and concurrently with November's National Native American Heritage Month in the United States. And whereas the hashtag RockYourMox movement was founded by Jessica Atzi of the Pueblo of Laguna, New Mexico in 2011 as a day for Native American solidarity. And whereas this day serves as a day of honor and acknowledgement of Native American people and their significant contributions to the world. And whereas this day is a reminder that Native American people are not provided space to wear their traditional dress and footwear in daily life. And whereas hashtag RockYourMox provides an opportunity for Native people to celebrate and share pride in their culture through the expression of footwear. And whereas a person may celebrate hashtag RockYourMox Day by wearing moccasins or by wearing a turquoise awareness ribbon. And whereas the Portland City Council, in an act of solidarity, encourages all Portlanders to celebrate this day in a manner that is culturally appropriate and respectful. And now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 16th, 2018 to be hashtag RockYourMox Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Thank you.
Now, I have a question.
Commissioner Fritz.
One of the many, many things, thank you for your presentations, thank you for your wise words, and for honoring us in this chamber. And I have a question. I really appreciate our tribal director, Laura John, because I get to ask you dumb questions. And if I have a dumb question, then I think others might want to know the answer too. So the proclamation said that it's an opportunity for Native people to celebrate and share pride in their culture through the wearing of footwear, and also that we encourage all Portlanders to celebrate this day in a manner that is culturally appropriate and respectful. Could you tell me what that means?
Absolutely. Oftentimes, Native culture is taken and misappropriated. You see that quite frequently during the Halloween holiday. And you will oftentimes see replicas of items that are made that are for sale that have not been made by a Native person. They are commercially made, oftentimes overseas, and are not reflective of the true look of regalia. So culturally appropriate, meaning that these items are made by a Native person or someone who has been gifted that right to make moccasins. You may have been gifted moccasins by a Native person to a non-Native person. That would be appropriate. There are, again, there's replicas out there that wouldn't be appropriate for this day. For those that do not have moccasins, I'm wearing a turquoise ribbon today. I also have stickers for our city employees that also are a way to show solidarity on Friday.
Thank you. So if they are authentic moccasins, it's okay for a non-Native person to wear them?
Yes.
And for the rest of us, a ribbon and the sticker would be a better display of solidarity.
That's correct.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very good. Laura, I don't know if you wanted to do a photo or not.
I think we should.
All right, good. Why don't we just come down here? We'll pull up those ropes and we'll take a photo. And why don't I do this? Since this is our last item, Carla, I'll go ahead and adjourn us and we can just take our photo. We are adjourned. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.